I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Rosebud. Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
DogSTL.com, real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the war room of the O'Keefe Think Tank, this is Real Spoilers, episode 140.
Hey.
In which we will take on Creed. Rocky Part 6. 7.
Yeah.
7.
Is yeah. It? Yes.
Rocky 5, Balboa, then yeah. Creed.
It's yeah, crazy to think about. When I saw it, I'm like, this is the 7th Rocky movie.
Why is that crazy? That we saw, there's like 9 Fast and Furious movies.
Well.
I just didn't think that Rocky would, after 5, I mean, 5 is where... Totally jumped
five
the
hit
shark.
The skids.
Yeah, I really liked 4. 5. Yeah.
They're all good except for 5. They're all good.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Four, Rocky, I don't think,
four is awesome.
Oh, 4 is awesome.
4 is it is of its time.
Yeah.
I'm a fan, but it is
probably 4
is kind of like where it got to be more of a superhero movie.
Where it got yeah. friggin' amazing.
It just got a little
you meant to say.
Let's just say it may be a little campy.
It became a Saturday morning cartoon
yes.
at that point.
I would crush you.
I would break you.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. It's
yeah.
so
at
good.
At a certain point, it just was like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't really care for Rocky Balboa.
Although, I loved
it. It was
Rocky
better
Balboa.
Than 5, but I didn't care for
Rocky
it.
Balboa.
Oh,
was great.
I thought Rocky Balboa
did you?
Was great. Oh, yeah. I really
you
liked it.
Yeah. I really liked Rambo 4. That movie was
that,
awesome.
I liked that, too.
Yeah, yeah but yeah, I don't yeah. know. Rocky, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I need to rewatch it. I saw it once.
Well, those both kind of came back to back. It was Stallone kind of going back to the well and like, you know, going back to the roots, which was great.
Yeah.
Because
and Rocky Balboa was kind of like it was like The Wrestler, but with Rocky.
It was,
yeah,
yeah. Mm. It's exactly what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
yeah.
watch it again.
It was
maybe
good.
I got him confused. Maybe I was like, when's he getting the big machine gun out? Like, what is
he
turning?
When's he turning that 50 cal on that guy's face?
He melts the guy. I've never seen
a guy with a gun.
I still have like never seen that.
I don't know if that's possible, but I choose to believe that it is.
When it happened in theater, I was like, yep, this movie's awesome. That wins.
I'm just looking for
the rest of it could be a musical.
Don't care. As long as Bridget Nielsen's in it. I'm in.
Yeah.
Have you heard Sylvester Stallone sing? I mean,
he was in Rhinestone.
Right, with Dolly Parton.
With Dolly Parton. Yeah.
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 Yeah, had a just song saying. Called Drinkenstein.
Oh, Drinkenstein. Oh, that's so bad.
So we should probably go around the table and everybody could introduce themselves.
I guess we should do that.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Just shameless plugs and show notes. Don't forget that we're available on iTunes and we're waiting for you there. So go there and rate and review and subscribe to us. We greatly appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm heading there after the show, so if you guys want to hit
you
a ride.
You got a computer in front of you. Why are you even waiting?
Oh, it's true. I'm there.
You can do it now.
Yeah.
So, and then we're available on Facebook, facebook.com/realspoilers, all the social media places, Twitter @realspoilers, all that stuff.
I think Joe's on Grindr waiting for you.
Yeah.
That's not true at all.
He was like, I thought this website was about sandwiches.
Yeah, I like Grindr.
I was...
Like Bellagino's is good.
I was looking for a hoagie,
and I got and one
is
that I was not.
Is that yeah? yeah is that what they're
I
calling
got
them?
A bunch of unsolicited hoagie pics.
Yeah, I'm holding out for a hero. So anyway, let us dive into Creed,
yeah.
shall we?
Joe, yeah. So you know, this is like we've said. This is what we say. This is our 7th entry into this franchise, and this one kind of picks up. So this, I will say, this is the best way to reboot a franchise without rebooting a franchise.
Absolutely.
I think it is as I'm watching it, it's like, oh wow, they did it. And they didn't say it was a reboot. They just said, you know,
yeah.
you assume that it's just going to be the continuing the story of Rocky Balboa. From,
well, right, because it's not technically a reboot. I mean, everything
not.
Happened.
No,
there's six
it,
other movies. But it's not. It's a revitalization
it's
of
a
franchise.
It's a quote-unquote reboot. And not reboot, but like restart. How about
right,
that?
Right, so yeah, like they're revitalizing this franchise.
It's a soft reboot. It's a soft reboot, so we pick up, let's see, now I have to think.
It starts in 1998.
Correct. So they are, you open up on like a juvenile detention center, and you know, some of the kids are walking out. All of a sudden an alarm goes off, and they're calling like a code blue or something, and they go running down, and there's two kids who are fighting. And the one littler kid is kind of getting the shorter end of the fight. All of a sudden he turns around and starts beating the crap out of the kid. They pull him. He ends up going into solitary. And this is where we actually see Mrs. Cosby.
Felicia Rashad.
Thank you. And I couldn't remember.
I think she changed
not,
her name.
I think she probably did at this point. Yeah.
I thought she was just there visiting Bill.
Well, he didn't.
Well, they don't let him into the juvenile detention center. So.
Well, maybe
that's not his thing.
No.
Bill.
So she
just handing out pudding pops.
Don't want him.
So she goes in and ends up talking to a lawyer, I guess, this kid's lawyer. And she's like, look, he got into a fight this morning. If you want to see him, you can see him, but you have to go see him in solitary. So she goes in and she starts.
I really liked how in this opening scene they kept playing games with telling you her name.
They even never tell you her name until later.
Yeah, they're like, well, miss, and she's like, well, and she cuts her off. Yeah.
Right.
And like that, you know, they're really like, I mean, even though I knew damn good and well who it was supposed to be,
sure, but it's not the same woman, right?
Like, no, that's not. She was. I don't. Yeah, she was never. This actress was never part of the franchise.
I didn't think so. Okay, so she goes in and she sees this kid and she starts talking to him, and he's like, I'm really, you know, you bounced around in foster care your entire life. I'm really sorry about that. And she's like, I'm really sorry about your mom. So we're led to believe that his mother has died. And she's like, you know, it's a shame you never got to know your dad. And he's like, I don't have a dad. And she's like, what are you talking? You know, of course you have a father. Do you know who your father is?
I don't know how this works.
Yeah. And he's
Clever
like.
Clever Lang.
That would have been a twist.
What? The kid's got a mohawk.
Right, yeah.
So I thought if the showdown of this movie was the son of Apollo Creed and the son of Clubber Lang.
They're saving that for Creed 4.
Yeah, that
Creed,
would
Creed
be
three.
Incredible.
Creed 3. Yeah.
And then Ivan Drago's son comes in and challenges for the belt.
Done. Yeah, you win. Like, that's, so I'm trying to think, like, if she's... Like, he never met his father died before he was born, so he doesn't know who his father is. His last name is Johnson. So his father is the Rock. So finally she says, like, look, I was married to your dad. And then the reveal happens that she is Apollo Creed's wife, and that Apollo had an affair, and this Donnie.
He's a love child.
He's the love child.
Never meant to be.
Never meant to be, unfortunately. Sad day. He's the quote unquote bastard son of Apollo Creed.
I love though before she actually says it, like what his name is, how it just cuts to black and you just get on the screen
Creed. Yeah,
the same way the same way you used to get Rocky.
Yeah. Correct.
And I was just like, that is so badass.
This is so good.
Yeah. And I was just like, instantly, I'm like, we are in good hands.
Yeah. Well, I think he said, like, what was his name?
Yeah,
and
that's what it was.
Yeah. She goes, bam, Creed. It just says Creed across.
It was good. I liked that too.
And then we flash forward to 2015 in Tijuana, and we see Michael B. Jordan. He's sitting in a room, a really gross like mop closet, with his opponent is sitting there right looking at him, and he's taping
he's
up his hands.
Barbecued iguana.
Right, you gotta eat something. You know?
When everybody says Tijuana, I have to say barbecued iguana. Yeah. It's the law.
Oh,
I signed a contract.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. That's what happens when you cross the wall of voodoo.
Oh, I don't know what's happening right now.
This is an old song reference.
Yeah, a very, very old song reference from a band called Wall of Voodoo.
Old timey reference.
Should have our own sound effect.
Yeah, you should, like, whenever I make a reference like that, you should put, like, the old time radio filter on my voice.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. We have the new chicken sound. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is great.
So it's a. Donnie is getting ready. He's taping up his fist. He's going to go out and, you know, he goes out to the ring and he pretty much knocks this guy out in about 2 seconds.
I just figured out why they kept calling him Donnie.
Because his name was Adonis.
Well, right. But okay. When when you call someone Donnie, their name is Donald, or like he has such a unique name. Right. And I realized that he didn't want to be known for his last name. So I was, but I'm just like, why are they calling him Donnie? Like, I just never heard that short for Adonis.
Well, I don't know
whose name is Adonis.
But, that would, but he doesn't want to coast on a famous name. So instead, he's going to use Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
Right.
That would have worked in 1982.
Right.
Not in 2015.
Yeah, I guess he's not really coasting on a famous name. My bad.
Yeah.
As you were.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, he comes back home and he has, which is just weird. Like, I thought it was funny that he has kind of like this middle management job as well.
Yeah.
So, like, he's messing.
He's
like
educated. That's what it shows that he's
the
not
whole
a
thing.
Street
he's
fighter.
Fight club. He's not a straight, what?
It's Fight Club.
It is kind of Fight
it
Club.
It was cool. They
yeah.
go, is it 8 or 12 hours later? It was a very short amount of time.
Yeah. It was like, it was
he
the
wins the fight.
I think it was 12.
Fight,
yeah,
but it shows back. Hours. It's like 8 hours later, 12 hours later, and he's in the office in a suit and tie. Like,
right. So he goes into his boss, and he's messing with his fists, and he goes into his boss, and he's like, look, here you go.
And his boss is like, hey, great job on the new promotion. This is going to be great. Like, it shows that like he's moving up the ranks.
And he's
in,
good at what he
he's
does.
Good at whatever it is that he does. He's good
it's an
at
investment
it.
Firm.
Is that
was
what
it
was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was.
So he goes and he turns in his record. He's like, I this is not for me. I can't do this.
And
he
and
leaves.
He punches himself in the face.
And he punches the boss in the face. Yeah. And knocks the boss out. This is for me. So he goes home and Mary. This is where they finally reveal who she. They kind of say who she. They call her Marianne, who was Apollo's wife, and it has to be all four of those, I guess.
Well, I'm sure he had the same wife in the.
They never really.
They never.
I think you only see her.
You
in
don't,
the
yeah.
First
yeah.
and second one, I think. Well, they may show her in the fourth one when Apollo. Spoilers: Apollo dies in the ring. Maybe, I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen those other.
Yeah, he dies in the ring because Drago kills him.
No. I mean, like if his wife is in.
Oh,
the...
I know you see her in one and two, like trotting around the mansion and whatnot.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I
don't
remember.
In America.
I love that. That was not his wife. That was James Brown.
He wasn't married to James Brown.
He was not married to James
Brown.
It wasn't legal back then. I'm not judging them. I'm just saying it wasn't legal.
Right. I was kind of hoping there was some kind of homage, like at some point in some match, him coming out and doing something like.
Okay. We've said before how often we're just like, you can bleep me on this one. Fuck you for doing your horrible fan service.
Right. Pandering.
Pandering. Yeah. All the, like we've said it before. This movie is how you pander.
It is.
And like they don't hit you. There's enough of it there where it's like, all right. And
because
when
it
they
doesn't
give
feel
you
like pandering, it felt like it felt like this is the first Rocky movie not written by Sylvester Stallone.
Correct.
And
or direct. Did he direct them all?
He directed all the sequels except Rocky V.
Okay.
And Rocky 1 and 5 were both directed by John G. Avildsen.
Got it. Okay. Got so it. 2, 3, and 4 he did.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
And Balboa, right?
And Balboa. He directed.
Oh,
yeah.
But
this is the first one he hasn't written. So the people that wrote this movie clearly love and understand Rocky.
Yes, they do.
They just do.
They could go so many. They could have gone off. You know, they could have taken the boxing out of it and turned it to MMA.
Right.
They could have done anything.
And not only do they love Rocky, but like they love the right Rocky,
correct?
Right, like they love Rocky one and two.
Yeah,
like they
parts of three, maybe four.
Yeah,
all of four.
Yeah, nobody loves
this.
Five.
Yeah, this
not even Stallone.
Not even Stallone.
This
Tommy
movie,
Gunn.
Yeah, this movie is so well made. Now, is this the director of Fruitvale Station?
It is
Ryan
yes,
Coogler.
Yeah.
What dude? This guy is going places. I mean, Fruitvale Station obviously
awesome.
Was great.
Yeah,
but you know, this is his shot at a big franchise, an established franchise, big stars. I mean, this is so well done.
And how ballsy for the producers of this film to let him just do what he does.
Yep.
To trust that he loves Rocky and he gets it. But we're going to go somewhere else, but we're not going to go somewhere else at the expense of the franchise.
Yeah.
And he nails it. And there are so many like little small moments, which is what I love. Cause if you watch the original Rocky, like there are like, that's an art house movie.
It yes.
It's an
absolutely.
Art house movie that made like $300 million.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But like there are so many little tiny moments in Rocky that really like
the pet store.
Yeah. Which they
ice rink.
It's all here.
Yeah.
All of it is in this movie.
Like, there's a scene that we get a little bit later and it's just such a tiny moment and it just kind of comes and goes and it's real quiet. But when Creed catches or Donnie catches up with Rocky and finally gets Rocky to give him some tips and Rocky's like writing down a schedule.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, do 3 rounds of jump rope, 4 rounds of this, 6 rounds of that, and then 2 rounds of this. And he's like, and then 2 rounds
and he kind of he gets stuck just for a second. And
oh,
and
so
he,
good.
And he's like, O-W, and he's like, okay. And then, like he didn't know how to spell shadow
correct.
To say shadow boxing.
Yes.
And they don't, it isn't like one of this, like, dun, 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 yeah. Rocky can't read or yeah. whatever.
Very
it
special was, Rocky movie.
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, he was never that smart, and
no.
he's taking a lot of hits to the head. And so
well,
he's
also
struggling on how to spell a certain word. And he's just like, and he almost, and Michael B. Jordan, like, he almost swallows the line. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's not.
Well, he does almost. Where
yeah.
He just kind of like, it's
O-W.
It's so, right.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
real,
exactly.
like, just pitch perfect,
but it keeps the like in Rocky One, he can't read,
right?
You know, and that's
right.
part of the appeal of that relationship between him and Adrian,
right?
Is like she's like, I don't care, like I'll teach you to read. So like they're able to capture that character because the character has changed, like
right.
the Rocky character is not the same character
sure.
from Rocky One, but they're able to keep some of those characteristics there,
right?
Where he can't, he's not the greatest speller yeah. in the world, or because he's taking too many shots to the head, you
right.
know.
See, I love that they don't turn him into a superhero, quote unquote, like John McClane,
yeah,
like where
right.
that character is totally turned into something.
Well, they
else.
Did, but they turned him back.
They did, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
they,
yeah.
That's true.
This is reining it in. Like this is more like Rocky from an older version of Rocky from One and Two. So I really liked seeing that. I liked seeing the character, and a testament to Sylvester Stallone, who we've seen in like action movies lately. It's all been like sci-fi action mm-hmm. movies, whatever. And I feel like his acting went back to Rocky 1 and 2 for this movie. Like
he
I
has,
thought
he
did
has,
well,
and, awesome moments.
And
in
Balboa
this
did the same thing. I mean, yeah. It was really kind of a return to that like more down to earth.
Yeah.
You know, and the
guy I like
Philly.
Seeing that Sylvester
yeah.
Stallone act instead of star in action movies acting. That's
and
interesting.
That was what was so depressing about Five is that yeah. Five was like supposed to be a return to form. It's
right.
like Rocky doesn't have money and he's got to prove himself again. And they brought back Avildsen to direct.
Yeah.
Like it was like I remember going in to
and
see
they brought
Rocky.
Everybody back.
Yeah.
That was a whole
I remember going to see Rocky Five thinking like this is going to be great. And it was just like, oh, are you kidding me? And
that
then he doesn't
was a very special Rocky.
And then he doesn't even fight in the ring.
Until the very end. And it's not even a fight. Punches
it's
Don,
a street
Don,
fight.
Punches Don King in the face.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's a street fight.
Yeah. Does he fight Tommy Gunn?
Yeah, in the street.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I'm trying to think if you only threw that one punch to.
Yeah, no, they do. You do get a fight scene. In
that's
this,
right.
A pretty
right.
long one. But like, it's not officially set. After all that, like, you don't
yeah.
get the sanction
I
fight.
Think,
and,
I wonder
yeah.
if it's in that movie. I wonder if they were building to where Tommy kind of turns on him, and then Rocky has to get back in the ring. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like,
well,
I still,
Stallone
like,
has said that, like, Five was a cash grab. Like, Four
oh, right
made
on.
So much money. Four is the highest grossing film of the franchise.
And weird. Weird.
Yeah.
Because it was a superhero movie.
Yeah. And it was, like, it was
at the
peak
the
of
height.
The Cold
yeah,
War.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It was absolutely, I mean, it just is a very, I love
it's
Four, but it
but
is.
But it's hard.
You watch it now, you're like, what?
Well, especially when you see Rocky 1,
yes.
and then you watch Rocky 4, and you're like,
what happened?
How did we get to here?
Oh, you don't do that.
How did that
do?
Occur?
Right, right.
What just happened here? What transpired?
The lighting budget got way better.
Way yeah. better.
We need more
the body oil well, budget.
I remember I read a thing where when they were making Rocky 5, Avildsen, they had a different cinematographer, and he was getting mad at him, and he was like, he's like, you're lighting this all wrong. It's too bright, and this isn't how this is supposed to look. He's
right.
like, and the cinematographer was like, yeah, I saw Rocky 1. It looked like a cheap documentary. And Avildsen turned around and smiled, and he was like, exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
Like,
no doubt.
Yeah, yeah, you're missing the point.
Right.
And that's what it was supposed to look like.
Yes.
Wow.
Jeez.
True.
So he goes home, and he talks to Marianne and kind of says, look, I quit.
He goes to the gym.
Oh, okay, all right. He goes to the gym, and he's kind of like, look, I'm ready to go. Like, I'm ready to train. And it turns
and
out
this is the son
is
of the
son,
guy that trained Rocky, right?
Apollo. It was Apollo's trainer first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was Rocky's
and then he was
trainer.
Rocky,
yeah, after
he passed
Apollo
away,
after
yeah.
Apollo dies. And it's the kid actually, you recognize him. He was in Remember the Titans, he's been in some other stuff. And he's like, look, man, like you're the golden boy. Like they know who he is. They know who his father is. They're like, your father died for this. Like he's like you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Like yeah.
you don't need
get,
to fight.
You
these
don't
kids
get
are street
what these
fighters,
kids are doing.
You know?
And finally he was like, F this. And he takes his stuff off and he was like, just give me your first guy. Like if you can land one shot to my face, to my head, I'll give you the keys
and I
of
think
my.
This was like the guy training in the ring was like the eighth best boxer in the world, pound to pound.
Yeah.
Pound for pound,
pound,
for the light heavyweight championship.
Correct.
Like the
and
eighth
he,
best.
And Donnie knocks him out. You know, and then the next guy walks in. He's like,
the second best or whatever. Yeah. It's way up there, contender for the light.
And Donnie holds his own for a minute, and then the guy just starts owning him, and he knocks him out, and he doesn't take his, like, in the traditional, like, I don't need your car kind of movies, like, whatever. Yeah, like, I just showed everybody, you just showed your ass to this entire gym. Like, right. I don't need to take your car, too.
And the next scene, he's sitting on the stairs with his sunglasses on.
And she walks in, and he's just kind of like, look, I quit my job. I'm ready to box. And she was like, then she's in another great speech, because it's true. She's like, do you have any idea how many times I had to carry the champ up those steps because he was too broken to walk? How many times I had to wipe his ass because his arms wouldn't work from getting beat on? And he was like, I hear what you're saying, but I have to do this.
And he goes, I'll call you.
And she was like, don't bother. Yeah. Like, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it on your own.
Don't bother. So it's heart wrenching. That was a good scene.
Yeah. In an interesting move, he goes to Philly. So he gets to Philly. He gets his own apartment. I'm trying to think if he hits a gym first.
I think he got the cheesesteak first.
Yeah.
That cheesesteak comes later.
Yes
it does.
Okay. Loves cheesesteaks. That's why he moved there.
Yeah.
Sole reason. It's coincidence.
The only reason why. Yeah.
Rocky's
there. I'm trying to think if he hits a gym first and then, like, starts to go looking for Rocky. Does that sound about right? Like, he starts working out at a gym.
He goes to Mickey's
and he sees a guy who's trained. He's like, look, I just want a place to work out. He's like, I don't have any, like, I'm working with this kid. He's like, if you, for X amount of dollars, you can train here whenever you want. For an extra $20, I'll try to check in on you and see if you're doing all right. He's like, done, fine, whatever.
So meanwhile, you see, we don't know who he is yet, but Adonis is working kind of by himself doing the drills. And then that guy that he talked to, the owner now, or the guy who runs Mickey's gym, is always training the same person. So there's this kid that's like the another big contender for.
He is the.
Number two knocked him out.
That's right.
And
that's
he's
right.
The
so
fight.
He's like number four.
Yeah,
something.
He's like high up there. So he's concentrated on this kid, you know, and he's got tattoos on
that
him.
Kid's supposed to be fighting.
The kid is that kid. No, because that guy's going to
that
so the
guy.
So the guy
Adonis
that knocks out Adonis is going to fight
the champ.
Conlon.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay. This kid is going to.
This kid's like a high up there, though.
Yeah,
he's
he wants
four
a, yeah.
or whatever. He wants a shot at this guy. And he's undefeated. All these guys so far undefeated.
And I wonder,
everyone we've seen.
I wonder if we can see how many of these guys are real boxers. Or if they're just actors.
You'd think some of them would be.
Because, like, they're just reading off records, and they're reading, like, I feel like, unless it's just part of the movie.
Well, even if they're boxers in real life, I don't think that they would
the
be
the records wouldn't be the same.
They,
no. Like,
I don't think they're
true.
Playing
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But
okay.
I think, you know, and I don't follow boxing, but I thought either. The same thing. Are some of these guys real
they
boxers?
Probably
they
are.
Probably
do. Yeah. So, you know, Adonis is working out, and he ends up going to Adrian's. We finally get to, so he walks in, and he's looking at a picture from Rocky II. I think Stallone walks in and he looks a little old, a little ragged.
And they
engage in a conversation, and he was like, so I heard about a third fight between you and Apollo, a secret fight that nobody knows about. He's like, who won that one? And Stallone's like,
how do you know about
who
that?
Who are you? And why do you know about
that?
This
is a secret fight.
Yeah,
you...
right. And he's looking at him, and he looks back at the picture, and he's like, are you
can't
like
be that
cup?
Secret? Because there's always been a picture of it on the bar. And
right.
Like, there's been pictures of it on the wall.
The picture, that's from Rocky. That's not the secret fight.
I could have sworn.
But at the end of the movie, don't they do like a snapshot picture
secret,
of it? As the,
yeah. Because Rocky III ends with them both about to land a punch, and then it like freezes on that.
But
direct.
Is that a real photo? I don't know if that
no.
like.
I could have swore that we've seen, that photo. No, I could have swore that we've seen that photo displayed in other Rocky movies.
Who would have taken that, though?
I know,
they were by themselves in that
I guess
scene.
I always
well,
thought.
It happens all the time. In Jaws 2, there's a flashback to a scene in or Jaws 3, there's a flashback to a scene in Jaws 1
where everyone's
where
bad,
the mom's remembering the scene, and then like I'm like she's in the kitchen during the scene
right.
and she's flashing back to where he's playing at the table with the boat with the kid and I'm like she's in the kitchen. If you watch Jaws 1, she's not in the room. She can't be remembering this. Jaws 3, get it together.
Sure, it's Jaws 3 or Jaws 4.
It might have been 4.
I think it's probably
it's a minor. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm just curious. I'm like, who took that picture? You know, but
like, so, you know, Rocky's just kind of like, are you like a cousin or something?
Yeah.
And he's like, what's your name? And he goes, Adonis. And he was like, oh, yeah, okay. I mean, Rocky's starting to put it together, and he's like, he's my father. And he's like, oh, you know, they kind of have a moment, and it's obvious, like, Rocky. So I feel like they are, not that they're discounting Balboa, but I feel like they're kind of ignoring it only because they only reference up to 4, where he's like, you know, that was a nice speech you gave at his, She always said that she liked the speech.
Creed was only around till 4, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
None of them were around.
Yeah, well, I guess that's true. They do reference his son and how his son,
Yeah, they reference his son. He's in Canada, the fact that he owns that restaurant. That doesn't come around till
Balboa.
That's a good point. So, the whole stuff with him going to the grave to talk.
That's true. That's all from Balboa.
That's all from Balboa.
Yeah, that's true.
So
it's just they do mention that Rocky hasn't communicated with
Marianne
since the funeral. So
correct.
That's
he hasn't seen Marianne since the funeral. So he's like, look, I want to train, and if there's anybody that's going to train me, it's got to be the guy who knew my dad better than anybody.
And he's basically like, if you need something to eat, stop by or whatever. Yeah. You know,
he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. And like, I have a feeling something in Rocky Balboa may have broken him. Like, he was like, that's it. Like, I can't go back to the ring anymore. I'm done. And it turns out there's another reason why he can't go back to the ring. So Donnie kind of starts doing his own thing. He's training at Mickey's. He meets the girl downstairs, and it's so strange because it is the beats of Rocky.
It is
without beating over you. You know, like, I've seen Rocky so many times. Like, I know the beats.
Right.
So like, when I see them coming, and I was like, oh, okay. That now we've met Adrian, and now we've got the girl that doesn't really like you, but like, she's like, there might
she's
be something
skeptical
that
skeptical of you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Which in hindsight I can totally see, but it never struck me as being a ripoff.
No, I never felt like it was a ripoff.
That's what's great about it. It's very subtle, but like, now after seeing it, it's like totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's like a musician and she's playing her music super late at night.
Yeah. At first, I'm just like, what a bitch. Like, seriously, like, she's playing this super loud music. She's right below him and he's trying to sleep and he comes downstairs, knocks on the door, pounds on the door.
Yeah. He's like,
and she opens it and she's like, was that too loud?
He's like mule kicking the door.
Yeah.
To get
her
to come
and
to
then
the
she's like, okay, I'll turn it down. And she closes it and it goes loud again. And I'm just like, really? Like, I mean, you have to live with this person. Like, that was just
correct.
Rude. He
was
being polite.
Rude.
And then, you know, there's reason for that.
Correct.
But I'm just like, wow.
Yeah. So that's their first interaction. And then he ends up, kind of going back to the restaurant. And he has the same interaction with Rocky where he says, you know, he keeps calling him Unk.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you calling me that for? He's like, well, it's better than old OG. He's like, what does that mean? Yeah. And it's so funny to see Rocky is just so, like, disconnected from everything. He's the same scene where he's like, look, I just need, like, I don't, like, if you don't want to train me, that's fine. But I can't. Like, I'm just doing this by myself, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, just
like,
give me some drills.
Just give me
some
drills. Give me some drills. Finally, he writes it all down, and he takes a picture of it with his phone. And
Which was so smart.
Yeah, he hands the picture back to the paper back to Rocky, and Rocky's like, "Don't you need this?" He's like, "No, I got it." And he's like, "What if you lose it?" He goes, "It's in the cloud."
He looks up.
What cloud?
Yeah,
like, it's just that's those scenes I thought were,
and it was
perfect.
Subtle though. They didn't overplay, which that scene could have been so hokey, so bad. And the way that it's so subtle, where like Michael B. Jordan's just running away, I got it, you know, and very, very little.
People forget, I think, that Stallone, he was nominated for an Oscar,
and he shows it in this one.
Right, that's what's so great. He's like, acting again.
And for acting in this role.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and there's a scene later in the movie where it brought a tear to my eye. Yeah. Just to see him, we'll get to it when we get there.
Just one?
Yeah, just one.
And just one eye?
Just one eye.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I only have tear ducts in one eye.
Yeah.
Tear duck.
Well, you're just half-heartless.
I'm half-heartless, okay. Yeah. So finally, like, after the meeting with Adonis, Rocky kind of makes his way back to Mickey's, which obviously he hasn't been in since Rocky Balboa. So he goes in and he meets the guy who took over Mickey's, and he was like, oh, you know, it's so good to see you. He's like, you know, you're here. Do you want to like take a look at this guy? And
he says, this is my
this
son.
Is my
this
son.
Is where you find out I'm training my son. And
right.
He's this contender. We're trying to go for the title.
Correct.
And Rocky's like,
I'm just here. Just, you know, kinda, I'm just kind of checking
it out.
He
said, I was walking by.
And then this is Adonis walks by him, and he's like, oh, hey, like, it's so good to see you. Like, what are you doing here? He's like, nah, I was just in the neighborhood and, you know, whatever. So
and then the trainer and his son, just like the body language, their eyes just looking at him.
So
like, who is this kid?
So
I
was thinking at this point, I was like, there's your villain. Like, this is going to be the guy that we're going to fight at the end because we have to fight at the end and for whatever reason.
Right.
So they kind of like walk off. Rocky and Donnie kind of walk off to themselves, and Rocky's like, look. If we're gonna do this, if you're gonna get me back in this, we're gonna do it right. We're gonna do it my way. You're gonna do it. You know, you're gonna give 110%. You're not gonna slack. You're not gonna do anything. It's like, yeah, fine, awesome, let's do it. And they start training, and it's like you get enough of the montage.
Yeah, you get the montage,
but
he's chasing
not,
the chicken,
which
but they,
was.
But they don't double down. He doesn't also run up the steps. He doesn't also beat his meat.
Does he?
No, doesn't, punch, he doesn't punch slabs of meat?
Yeah, there we go.
They don't exactly reproduce. It wasn't like over the head.
So
like, it, oh, we're going to
drag a log through the snow.
Heart on fire.
That's four. We'll wait. We got time. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll get there.
So good.
So like there is they're chasing the chickens, and in the trailer they make it look like they release them and Donnie catches them immediately.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought too.
And I was
yeah.
like, that's a good joke. Like,
yeah,
I like, but they extend it a little bit.
Right,
where he's chasing them around, he catches them in enough time, and he's like, hey, chickens are getting slow.
Yeah,
and puts it back in the thing. And now this is like
I thought the score was really good in this movie, and I'm not normally one to notice the scores, but what I liked about
the
score,
hint at it.
They would hint. Ed's gonna fly now. They would hint at that. That iconic Rocky music, maybe the most iconic score, and I say even more than Star Wars, because it elicits a reaction. There's just something about that music that, like, the way it swells, that not only do you associate with that film, but you just associate it with an emotion.
Yep.
And I think you would do it even without the film, but it's married to such a good film that it really just...
Well,
you know,
and I think they also use it in the original one, so and they use it in this one. There's a scene in this one where it starts, and you're like,
when it finally kicks in.
Yeah,
and but it's very modernized.
Yeah,
like everything that they hint at, like you said, isn't just like let's just throw it in. Like God, like Jurassic World, which I love Jurassic World. Don't get me wrong, but when they try to show you the waterfall and a helicopter coming over a hill, and then the score is almost identical to the John Williams score.
Identical.
That's what I mean. And they do all that, and you're just like, no. It doesn't elicit that emotion.
No.
Like, this movie didn't just plug it in and go, hey, look at us. Like, they're like,
remember remember this song? It wasn't just a walk down memory lane.
No,
but
this
like,
one,
no survivor in this movie?
There's no survivor in this movie.
No.
So there are certain points where they give you, like, the first, I would say, five notes.
Right.
Of just, where it's, and then they stop. And then you're just like, because even, like, as I'm sitting there, I was like, all right. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm trying to think. They're in the gym, and it becomes pretty apparent. Do they set up the fight? Is that what they keep training? And
they go train in a different gym.
That's right.
Because
that's after the fight got
set
up.
Though. Yeah. Rocky,
right after the fight gets set up.
Rocky kind of says you don't want to train in the same gym as the guy you're going to fight. Because so the deal is. Well, the owner of the gym kind of says, look,
his guy needs a fight, but he needs a fight that
he can win.
He can win.
Right. He doesn't want to lose.
Right.
So. Donnie and Rocky.
They was hand-picked, Rock.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, Rocky says, look, I don't know if you're ready. And he's like, we have 6 weeks to get ready for this kid. You're going to move into my house? So at this point, there also the relationship between Sabrina?
No. It's
That is Bianca.
Bianca.
Yeah.
Bianca and Donnie has progressed.
She must have really good breath. No, sorry, that's Bunaka.
Spunaka.
Spray
to the side. If Dumb and Dumber taught me anything. So their relationship has progressed as well, and he kind of lets her in. Like, he lets her in as to, like, you know, my dad was a boxer, nothing important. Like, it's just I'm following kind of.
He doesn't say that he wasn't a big deal, but he doesn't say that
he doesn't ever lie.
Yeah.
He lies by omission.
And
right?
It's tough because, like, as throughout the entire movie, he's always said, I don't want that name because I want to do this by myself. Like, if you attach that name to me,
I have to
live in that shadow, and I don't want to live in that shadow.
His motivations were all good. Like, you can't... Right. I don't think anyone's looking good. He's an evil guy for lying.
I see her point.
Right.
We're
She tells him, like, she has degenerative hear loss. So, like,
that's what we learn when they on the date, she pops in a hearing aid.
Yeah, and he's like, what's that?
Yeah.
And then they're eating...
Which is silly, because she's a woman. She's not going to listen anyway.
Yeah. I don't just take him out, which we see later in the movie.
Right.
So they do have, like, this tender moment where, like, they're... definitely into each other, and then he's training with Rock. All right, take it easy. And then, like, he's moving out, and she kind of leans out the window, and she's like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, I'm going to live with my unk. He's going to, you know, we're going to train for a fight. And she was like, were you going to tell me your uncle? She's like, he's white. And he's like, Rocky came back with a line that was.
He says, I have been for a
very long time. And I was like, that's brilliant. That's so good.
It is good.
And then she's like, he gets in the car and she's like, were you going to tell me your uncle was Rocky frickin' Balboa? And he was like, whatever.
You know,
it's fine.
I like the fact that, like, I think it'd be real easy because they so downplay where he's at in life at this point, Rocky.
Yeah.
that it would be easy for the film to forget that he's a very famous person, especially in Philadelphia.
And they reference that a lot.
Yeah.
Where, like, anywhere he's going, people are like, hey, Rock, hey, Rock, hey, Rock.
Yeah.
There's a scene later where Donnie gets arrested. And it, like, I think if you don't know how famous Rocky is in Philadelphia, you're just like, well, how did the, like, how did he get out? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Well, Rocky pulled. He's like, just let him go. Like, I got it.
Like, and he said, a lot of the cops.
Yeah, I know a lot of the guys. So it's like, okay, he pulled in a couple favors.
You know how this works.
Because he's a working class hero.
He is. That's exactly, like, he is. I think that statue is real. That's a, like,
that's
Philadelphia
probably the real statue.
The statue is from Rocky III. And the story behind that is that after Rocky III, he donated it to the art museum.
Oh, really?
And the art museum was like, that's not art. That's just a movie prop. And I'm like, so what would the Maltese Falcon be if somebody donated that to your little precious art museum?
Yeah.
Asshole.
Well, it's so weird, but I think people tend to dismiss the Rocky franchise as just like, oh, just a meathead film, like they're just meathead movies, and it's like, you know what, they turned that way,
it devolved,
but like even one and two are not meathead movies,
not at all.
No,
one and two are,
and I even Balboa and this one are not meathead movies.
Oh, certainly not this one. I mean, they brought it back to form,
but so they ended up putting the statue in front of the Spectrum, the Wachovia Spectrum.
Oh yeah, okay.
And then I think it was for Balboa they put it back in front of the art museum,
okay,
which is the steps he runs
right
up.
right.
And then they were like, hey, do you want this now? And they were like, nope. And so it went back to the Spectrum.
Really?
Yeah. But that is that statue really
is. It's a real
it's a real statue. It's not like a plastic movie prop that
no it's like a bronze.
You can't pick it up and move it around easily.
It's an honest to god bronze statue,
giant
of
statue
him.
Of him. So they end up going to he moves into Rocky's. And they start training hardcore. There's, you know, they're the training montage. And you know, it's the Rocky montage.
Sure,
it's what you expect. This is one of the things where it's like, if you're gonna do a Rocky movie, you can't not do it. They do two of them actually. They
like
do two montages.
The one push up part where he's like,
wow. That's later.
That is where, later, but
okay. But yes,
he's like,
that is
he's
awesome.
Like, I used to do them one handed.
Right,
I'm
didn't
want to
say anything.
He's doing like, you know, he's pushing off and he's jumping and he's clapping his hands, and then Rocky's like, yeah, I used to do that with one hand. I don't want to say anything. And then
oh, Sylvester Stallone here. Did we?
What? It was like Sylvester Stallone was in the room.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And then he ended up switching, and he's doing him one handed, and he was like, okay. So he ends up, this fight's ready to go. And
he's like jump roping, and he can't even do a couple jump ropes. And then by the end of it, he's like
flipping
him around,
like,
crossing
him.
Yeah,
which
know,
I thought was great. Like this kid.
Double dutch.
It was a good progression. It was the typical montage, but like very well done, good music. Again,
he couldn't get his feet right. And this is where you get Hearts on Fire or Eye of the Tiger. You get, you know, but you don't. Like, they don't. They give you a little bit.
Right.
Well, that's the Karate Kid.
It was written for Rocky III, though.
Is that right?
Yeah, he went with Eye of the Tiger instead.
I mean, good call. But I love You're the Best Around as well.
And the double irony there. So You're the Best was written for Rocky III, and he turned it down, and it got used for Karate Kid.
Yeah. Right.
And then Glory of Love was written for Rocky IV, and he turned it down, and it got used in Karate Kid II. True story.
Oh, the Glory of Love is from the Karate Kid 2.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So the Karate Kid is basically Rocky's bitch.
Yeah. Well, he's like
Rocky's leftovers.
This is Rocky Light.
It always was. Didn't Avildsen direct the first Karate Kid movie as well?
Oh, I don't know.
Might have been.
Interesting. That would make sense.
You'd use that one. Here's a bonus song by Frank Stallone.
You guessed it. Frank Stallone. That was my favorite bits from Norm MacDonald.
Karate Kid was directed by John G. Avildsen.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Yeah. Did he do two as well?
I don't believe so, but Karate Kid Part Dos? No, he did direct Part Two.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought they were kind of similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about the Three Ninjas? Did he direct?
What about the next Karate Kid?
What about Beverly Hills Ninjas? when does that come into play? I keep waiting to hear about it.
Never if I have anything to say about it.
So he goes into this. It's pretty. It's a dirt ball fight. Like the kid.
He directed Part Three as well.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
If it ain't broke.
Yeah, it's true.
Now we got to see who directed the next Karate Kid.
Starring Hilary Swank.
Yeah. When she was just a pony. Christopher Kane.
Oh, swinging a miss. All right.
Is that the fourth Karate Kid movie?
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't know there was a fourth one?
Wow.
Yeah, Hillary. So it's got Mr. Miyagi, and then
it's kind of like this. It's a soft reboot it's in that same world because you have Pat Morita
Al?
Yeah, it's Al.
Yeah. Christopher Kane.
Terrible.
Ah, he directed Young Guns.
I do love Young Guns.
Young Guns. I love me some Young Guns.
That's a good one.
That's a good movie.
Not Young Guns 2.
I actually think Young Guns 2
is better.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I like
it. Yeah, because you got William Peterson as Pat McGarrett.
Oh, that's
phenomenal
true.
In that movie.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. He was, I think, the best part of that
movie. Oh, he also directed Pure Country, the George Strait rodeo movie.
Well, it can't all be his.
That is such a fascinatingly awful movie.
All right, we better unplug Tom's internet connection because he's going down the rabbit hole.
And he directed Pure Country 2, The Gift.
Stop.
They brought him back.
Do Pure Country 2?
So this
colon the gift or just the gift?
It's colon the gift.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a gift. It was colon.
So this was a successful anthology.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he goes into the fight and no surprise he wins.
Yeah.
He knocks out this kid and then so I guess we should say before the fight.
Yeah.
The trainer from Mickey's kind of goes in and he goes, "Look, I knew there was something special about this kid, and I couldn't figure out what made you come back."
Yeah, because he's mad.
He's
like,
pissed because Rocky wouldn't train his son.
Rocky wouldn't train his son. And this is supposed to, like, this guy is supposed to be,
he's like the number four in the world.
And the guy that runs the gym, like, he's the son of somebody, too, isn't he? Isn't he, like, somebody, he's somehow related to Rocky's past. Like they should, they're kind of.
He got Mickey's gym. I mean, somehow.
Yeah, like, I think.
Well, I think he said so Rocky had Mickey's gym, and then I guess he sold it to this guy.
Okay.
Was the impression that I got.
Yeah, but
if Rocky's going to come back, he should be coming back to Mickey's gym and being in that corner.
Correct. So he was really insulted that he wouldn't help with his son.
Which made me believe that this guy is going to be
your
bad guy for the movie.
And then this kid turns up from L.A. that nobody knows.
And Rocky all of a sudden is back in the gym.
Right.
So he's made some phone calls.
He's like, "I called L.A. That's Creed's kid." And Rocky's like, "Shit.
How do you get the number for L.A.?
It's in the phone
book. Is that just listed? Just L.A.?
Google it.
Yeah. Can I just dial O and say, "Hey, can you connect me to L.A.?
Yeah.
And they'll give me the whole scoop?
The whole,
on all the boxers?
Well,
the boxers
about boxing, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, of course.
Otherwise,
boxing hotline.
I mean, come on. Use your head.
So Rocky's like, "Man, like, can we not say anything? Like, look, the kid wants to do it on his own. Like, I can't fault the kid for that. Let's just have the fight. Please don't say anything. Like, do I have your word?"
Oh, and of course the guy's
word
is good
as gold.
Sure.
Well, his word is good. I think if had Creed lost, he would have kept his word.
I don't know because I think this guy's already mad because I think, one, he feels like Rocky never helped his son.
True.
Yeah. But he's going to help this kid who's a stranger.
Right.
You know, and also he knows that he just cost him a lot of money. If this was a Son of Apollo Creed fight,
right?
Like, you see the attention that ends up getting.
Correct.
And so I think he realizes that this fight could have been a payday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so not only did he lie, not only did he not help his son, but he just took a lot of money out
Correct.
Of his pocket.
Correct.
And once this kid gets beat by Don or whoever
Donnie.
We want to call him, I guess
he's still Donnie.
Donnie Johnson at this time.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
So once he gets beaten, like, that guy now has a loss. He was undefeated.
And he
just
lost to Adonis Creed. He lost to Apollo's son.
Yeah.
After the fact.
Correct. So that it's a big to-do. Like, Rocky, you know, they win. They go out to get some food.
But you know what? It was not, like, in the bag. I know you said, "Oh, it's no surprise." Like,
yeah,
I mean, man, like, the first round, he got the crap beat out of him. He hardly got a punch in.
Which is that's another thing about the Rocky movies, is, like, he never came out and dominated. Like, he was always coming to fight back in every round that he was in.
He had to have the comeback.
Exactly. Yeah, you have
he
to have.
He didn't just come out, bonk.
I'm trying to think. Did he?
I mean, this is no Ronda Rousey. Let's be honest. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, before the
game. I was like, she just got rocked.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. In the second fight against Clubber Lang, he comes out like a ball of fire.
Yeah.
Because he has a heart of fire.
Heart's on fire.
Yeah. Correct. That's what it is.
But no, that's
like,
actually Rocky Four.
Yeah,
right?
Hearts Up Five.
So, no,
he had the
eye.
He didn't have the eye of the tiger.
He had the eye of the tiger.
Let's get this straight.
Hearts Up Fire was like...
That was a tough one. Like, can we just do the...
No, he had the eye of the tiger.
No, I love Hearts on Fire when they're training in Russia. I love it.
No, he had the eye of the tiger against Clubber.
They had the...
That's right.
They did reprise Eye of the Tiger in Four, though. There's Eye of the Tiger reprise.
What I'm saying is like...
Yeah, because in Russia, the tiger eyes you.
Yeah. But in like... He never, like, Rocky never came out to win.
Well, he's not gay. Why would he come out?
No, that's not what I meant.
Oh, okay.
When the round starts.
Oh, okay.
He never.
It's not,
he was,
yo, Adam,
was,
I did it. Yeah. Come on, have you seen the movie?
He was always on his heels trying to fight back.
Right.
Except for that second fight in Rocky III where he comes out and just starts beating the crap out of Clubber Lang because, you know, Eye of the Tiger.
He's mad.
He's mad. He lost it.
This time it's personal.
That's right.
Well, Mickey died in the third one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mickey dies in the third one.
Apollo
dies in
the fourth one. And then Adrian dies in the fifth. Is it the fifth one or
sixth
one?
Adrian dies off screen in between five and six.
And so does Paulie.
Okay.
And Paulie,
dies off screen as well.
But
was he in Balboa?
I think he's in Balboa and he dies off screen.
So he dies off screen in between Balboa.
Oh, he's in Balboa?
Yeah. Maybe he is.
Is that actor still alive?
Do we know? Yes, he is.
He is. Okay.
Yeah. He's got like seven movies currently in production.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
I'm just like, this wasn't. It's just sad
like
when
Burt
you see like.
Burt Young. Yeah.
Burt Ward. Only has Batman Comic Con appearances. But it's just sad when you see like these aging stars and like, you know, like Stallone is getting up there, but he's still cranking out the movies. But you're like, all these people he's co-starred with, you don't see anymore. And like, it's just sad to think like, oh, are they not in this movie because they passed away? Or, you know what I mean? Like, as they get, I mean,
well,
it happens,
before
but...
Balboa, when he decided to have her die as part of the, like, the motivation for this character. Like, he actually had Talia Shire make a public statement, so...
Oh, really?
Like, so they would know that, like, she did... Like he reached out to her and was like, is this okay? He's like, I'm not trying to screw you out of being in this movie. I'm not mad at you.
Right.
And he didn't want people to think it was a salary dispute, or he's like, this is honestly what I think will make for the best story, is that Rocky's a widower, and he just doesn't know what to do with himself.
That's good.
Without Adrian.
Went down like that, because I'm like, oh,
and,
I just...
But she made a public statement saying...
Yeah, and that's okay. She comes from Coppola money. So.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, she's got all that Godfather 3 money.
Was she in?
Okay.
That's the weird one.
What's that?
That's the weird
that's
one.
That's the Rocky Five.
She's in
Godfather
all of them.
Godfather 3 is
Godfathers.
Rocky Five. It's the same, like...
Oh, I guess you're right.
She's a sister.
I guess, yeah, but I guess I felt like she wasn't in 3, but you're right. She isn't.
No, she's like a driving force in 3.
Because
what she's mad because she wants one of her sons to take over the family in
3. Correct.
But Michael instead goes with... because she's got the son from the guy,
the guy that
beat the crap out of her.
Yeah.
She wants their son to take over the family.
Right.
And he doesn't like that guy.
No.
Right.
And so he goes with the bastard child.
With Sonny's bastard.
Yeah, with Sonny's bastard child.
Yeah. Who ends up hooking up with his own daughter?
His cousin.
No. Well, Michael's daughter.
Yeah. Michael's daughter.
Yeah.
When they're cousins.
Correct.
But they're Italian, so that's perfectly acceptable, right?
Really?
Is that
really
how that works?
Really?
Here?
Irish boy?
I'm asking
how it works. I think it's pretty.
All right.
Sure.
Go start your cars later and see what happens.
There you go.
So in
stereotyper.
In order to chastise us for stereotypes, you threaten us with car bombs.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
I'm using your own forces against you.
I don't think you are.
I don't think
that's what you're doing.
Try to start your car.
When I start my
car,
I want to be like, Mamma Mia, I'm a safe.
Oh, it's me, Mario.
And Burt Young was in Rocky Balboa.
Okay.
Because he dies in that movie, I think.
I think, does he die in the movie?
I thought he did. I'm not 100%.
Well, just let Harry tell us later.
Harry will let us know.
Harry, get on
it. So he's, you know, they're sitting in a diner, or they're sitting at Rocky's place, and they're eating some breakfast. And she, the girl, Bianca, is that her name?
Bianca. Yes,
Bianca, is flipping around on her phone, and, like, her expression changes
really
quick. And he was like, hey, what's up? Like, any dude where, like, you can tell where your girl's pissed at you because you can just feel the air changes around you and it smells different.
She might want to have that checked out.
Are you saying your wife smells?
Nope. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, there's, like, a smell of sulfur, maybe.
Maybe you should worry about starting your car.
And she's like, you got anything you want to tell me? And he's like, no. No, I'm good. He's like, you sure? And like, whenever you get the, you sure? You should really start.
It really, whenever you get the, is there anything?
Yeah,
you
right, right,
me?
Right.
There's
and
something.
It, well, initially you could be like, no, man, I'm good.
No,
and then
no, right, they don't ask that if they don't already. Right. They only ask that when there's something you need
something
to be telling.
They don't just go, hey, honey, is there anything you want to tell me?
How was your day? Okay. Anything special you want to talk about?
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's not
no.
That's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, because you left your Facebook logged in.
Yeah. So she flips him the phone, and she was like, what's up? And he looks at it, and it says, the son of Apollo Creed.
It's like a TMZ report, yeah, like Apollo side by side.
And he's just kind of like, oh no. Mm-hmm. So she kind of bolts, and he's like, look, I didn't tell you because it wasn't important. Like, I never met him.
Well, she did the thing like, you lied to me. I didn't lie to you.
Yeah.
You know,
I lied by omission, I guess, if that's what you're going to say. And he's like,
your Adonis impression's way worse than your Rocky impression.
Well, that's probably for the best.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, let's not go down that road. Keep on going.
It's racist if I do the other one.
Yeah.
So he runs after. He's like, look, I just didn't. Like, I never met him. I wanted to do this on my own. He's like, she's like, you said your dad was a boxer,
not the most famous
boxer of all time. And I was like,
not the Ronda Rousey of boxing.
And I want to be like, does Muhammad Ali not exist in this world?
Well, even Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky would be a pretty famous boxer.
I figure, yeah.
Like, that's.
So they, you know, he kind of lays it out, and she's. And like we said, he wasn't an asshole about it. It wasn't like he was trying to not tell her the truth. He was
I totally get.
Absolutely.
What he was doing.
Absolutely.
But,
so
like, I think he was genuine. Like, he really didn't want to be attached and ride the coattails of Apollo.
Correct.
Like, he wanted to do it on his own, and he has been doing it thus far, and he didn't ever know him. So just because he was his son, it's not like this thing where, oh, you know, your dad introduced you to a bunch of people and he trained you, whatever. Like, he grew up never meeting
him. I also, like, I see this, you know, I'm a big wrestling fan. And wrestling,
really?
Are you?
I know, it's weird.
You should bring that up sometime.
Should. So wrestling is a generational thing. So you have the sons and daughters of superstars of the past who are now in the World Wrestling Federation. So you have, like, Ric Flair's daughter is wrestling.
The Sons of the Junkyard Dogs are amazing.
I don't know. They're great. They're great. But
Dusty
Dusty Rhodes, both of his sons are wrestlers. And you can see it a lot where the company, quote unquote, will put a lot behind a certain person,
sure,
but they don't have it. They whatever their parents had, they don't have. Unfortunately.
Right, it's not just genetics.
It's not genetics.
You know.
Like, there's one guy.
Little Andre the Giant doesn't,
have it. There's a guy right now, Curtis Axel, who is the son of
Axel Rose.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the son of
Axel Foley.
Of Kurt Hennig.
He's the son of Axel Rose and Axel Foley.
We saw that. Yeah. But he, like, for whatever Kurt Hennig had in his heyday.
Oh, he was my favorite magician.
You liked him?
Yeah.
Kurt Hennig?
Yeah.
Magic is an illusion.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's Doug Henning.
Yeah, Kurt Henning is Mr. Perfect.
Put an old-timey effect on that one.
Ring.
Bookmark that.
Can we just, like, put a filter on it where it sounds like a, what were the record players?
Like the scratchy
phonograph?
Yeah.
Old-timey reference. There you go, what you know.
But, like, I see his point where it's like, if they put this name on me and I don't live up to it,
right?
Like, I'm over. Like, there's no point in me going any further with this.
I totally forgot what we were talking about. We just made so many different references and connections. Like, when you brought up, like, oh, yeah, the not telling
who his dad was. Like, he didn't want to use his dad's name. She's like,
he
are you only using
up,
me
like,
for motivation?
Right.
And she's like, well, what if I'm only using you for motivation? He's like,
I'm cool with it. Yeah.
And then they're cool.
So like, they make good. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think where they do split, and I don't remember.
But that's after her debut.
That's right. Okay. So the guy who is the big light heavyweight champion is supposed to have the fight with this guy that he fought.
The number with the champion.
Right.
Yeah.
So
meanwhile, who he is about to go to jail.
He's
so
for
he's
7
the
years.
He's the world champion, but you know, gun laws are strict in the UK.
He's going to jail
and
for
7
years.
He was carrying around a gun illegally there.
Right.
And so they're going to put him away, but he wants to do
he has one fight scheduled, and it's against the guy that knocked Donnie out. Earlier in the movie.
But this guy is a hothead. I mean, this boxer, the champion, is just a huge hothead, and they go to the press conference,
and
they have a confrontation, and he punches the challenger.
And he breaks his jaw.
Yeah.
And
they're already suing him for millions of dollars.
Correct.
And
so they kind of have this where this guy, he's a Brit, so his promoter is like, look, we got to get you a fight. Like, if we don't get you a fight, you're done. Your career is over. You're never going to fight again.
He wants one last payday before he goes to jail.
And then he just blew, like, I mean, he's getting sued. He just blew millions of dollars and he's going to jail. So.
And then the news breaks that Adonis Creed, the son of Apollo Creed, is now boxing. So he calls Rock and he's just like, look, my guy needs a fight. Your guy is, you know, who he is. Like, let's make this happen. He's like, can I come down and talk to you guys? And he was like, yeah, come down. When he comes in, they kind of have a sit down. They talk about it. And he's like, look, I think we can make some money here.
He's like, got to change your name.
But you got to have the name Creed. That's what it is. That's the way it works. You got, if you're going to do it, you got to be Creed. And, you know, the, like, Adonis is kind of like, yeah, I don't, you know.
He says,
really,
what
know.
If I say no? And he said, well, then there's no fight.
Yeah, and even Rocky kind of says, look, they're using you. Like, they want to run over you so this guy can get a payday, and it's not a hard fight for him before he goes to jail.
But you know what? Even if he lost, I mean, this is a championship fight. Like, I bet Adonis, for being his really his second U.S. fight ever, would be making some money. This
but
would
here,
be a
But here's
million.
The deal, though. He doesn't need the money.
Yeah, he's got his dad's money.
He's got his dad's money.
It's not about the money.
I know that when he was living with the mom he did, but I don't think, I mean.
I took it
do you,
as.
Oh, here's what I would say. Do you ever see him work a job? When he goes to Philadelphia, do you ever see him work?
Oh, that's true. But he just stays in kind of like a meager apartment. Like, I figured
he has
the
to
money
pay for
was
it.
Pretty.
Yeah.
But I figured it was like pretty tight.
I don't know.
I took it as he was trying to replicate being a hungry
boxer.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
And I know that, like, the mom might have cut him off because she doesn't like him boxing.
I don't think she cut him off.
That's what I figured. I figured he
but
was he, kind of under
they
a
were
very,
vague on that.
They
but
were.
Even if she did cut him off, I don't think she was mad enough that she was never going to talk to him again.
Correct.
She just wasn't going to support this particular career path.
Correct.
But that.
Well, especially, like, she even says, she's like, I can't do this again.
Right.
You know, like, I had to carry him up steps and all this other stuff.
But I think that like, he's got that money.
Well, and
coming
I know it's not
point.
About the money anyway, but I guess my point more is. This is his second real fight. I mean, they go and they end up, for the record, they talk about in this meeting.
He's like 15-0 in Tijuana.
We're going to gussy it up, would you say?
Yeah.
We're going to gussy your record up a little bit. So he's really had one fight in the U.S., but he has like 15.
He's 15-0 in Tijuana.
In Tijuana. So they're like, well, that's professional in Tijuana.
That counts.
Yeah. And but basically, this is his second real fight, and he's going to fight the champion. Like, what an amazing thing to stumble upon.
But I think he also knows that if he fights this guy and embarrasses himself, I won't even say loses, but embarrasses himself, that he's kind of done. And he doesn't want that one payday. He wants to do this as long-term as boxing can be.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, I mean, the stakes are a lot higher than just where, you know, with the stakes for Rocky in the first one where he had nothing. Yeah, he had nothing. Yeah. He was a puncher. Like, who cares?
You ever seen, there's an ESPN 30 for 30 called The Bayonne Bleeder.
Okay.
That is about the guy that was inspired by Rocky.
Okay.
It is fascinating.
Huh.
It's on Netflix. Okay. At least it was. I don't know if it still is, but Netflix
picked
up
a
bunch
of
30 for 30s.
Yeah, they got a lot of
it's amazing. Yeah. Check it out. So they're like, can we take a couple days? And the guy was like, yeah, it's fine. So they end up going back to the restaurant, and he kind of goes down there, and he's talking to him. He's like, look, I'm in if you're in. He's like, I can't do this without you. Donnie talking to Rocky.
Right.
And he's like, do you think we can do it? And he was like, you know, this again where he's like, they're using you, but if you, you know, that's one of the things that I actually liked in the other movies. Mick was always like, no, like, we're not doing it. Like, you don't understand. He never listened to Rock.
Right.
And I guess I always, like, because Mick was smarter than Rock, where in this one, Rock's like, if you want to fight, we'll train and we'll fight and we'll do it and we'll see what happens. And they're like, all right, cool. And then the music's like, you get like 5 or 6 notes of the theme and they cut it. So this is where we get our little a little bit more story involved. They're in the ring and they're training pretty hard. And, you know, Rocky goes to take a break and he pukes all over the ring. He's like, I'm all right. So let me walk it off.
He just saw Rocky V.
He's like, why did I do that? That's a weird. You should look up the story on that guy, Tommy Morrison.
Yeah.
That's a weird story.
It is a weird story.
It's a super weird story.
Like the real boxer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How he got a license to fight again, I'll never understand. So they he ends up passing out and they go to the hospital and they pump him full of fluids. They're like, you got to stay the night and then we'll figure it out in the morning. So he does that. They go back to the gym. He gets a phone call while they're at the gym and he ends up going to the doctor and they say that you have
non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Right, and they caught it early enough to where you're going to be okay.
There's a good chance.
There's a good chance you're going to. We can get it out. We can get the tumors out. We can get everything out. You'll start radiation. You'll be fine. You'll be well. There's a good chance you'll be okay. And this is the first time where I was like, oh my god, I forgot he can act.
Yeah,
you know, because he kind of starts talking about Adrian.
He's like John Wayne in that regard.
Like, where it's like, oh yeah,
yeah, doing all
like,
those movies. Yeah.
John Wayne does so many movies that require almost nothing of him as an actor, and every once in a while, he's just like he gets a scene or a movie like The Searchers or Red River, where he just crushes it. And you're just like, holy crap!
I forgot you could do this.
I just
watched Donovan's Reef again the other night, you know, and that's a John Ford movie, which is like a zany comedy. Like he's so versatile, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And I watched that again, and I mean, like he's good in that, but it's just a zany, goofy comedy. You know what I mean?
He's
it's
just
not
doing
like
John
a,
Wayne.
Yeah, it's not like
he's a, John Wayne doing that John Wayne
character.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And so it's just interesting to see like how versatile he was. And then again, when I saw that John Ford name, I'm like, that guy was awesome.
But yeah, the scene where you're talking about where he basically gives a speech about how there's nothing left for me here.
Well, it's not even that. Like he's talking about Adrian, and he's just kind of like, look, we did this with her.
Yeah,
it didn't work. And I saw her deteriorate, and I saw her crumple, and I saw her fall apart. It's like, I don't want to do that. And she's just like, well, we have. You know, all of this information is like, no, if I'm ready to go. Like, if I have to go, I'm going to go. And she gives him all the info.
Great scene, yeah.
But like, he just kills it. Like, he kills it in that scene. So then he goes back to the gym and they're finishing
takes
up.
Takes the pamphlets with
puts
him.
Him in
puts
the
him
pocket.
In his
pocket. So he goes back to the gym. And this is the scene where it brought me to tears because he, like, Donnie's getting ready and he ends up seeing Rocky's jacket and he finds all of the pamphlets. And he just kind of says, all right, man, let's go. Like, when are we going to. Well, we'll get this taken care of. We'll get ready for the fight. It'll be fine. And he's just kind of like, no, like I have nobody here. Like Adrian's gone and Mick is gone and Apollo's gone.
Well, I love the dialogue again, written and Ryan Coogler co-wrote this with someone else, but like, yeah, he's responsible for the screenplay on this. And what he says, you know, my life is all back there with those guys on the poster.
Well,
so there's
posters
plastered
everywhere.
Around the gym of old fights.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I'm there with them. You've got your whole life ahead of you to fight for and all that. And like, just such well-written dialogue. I mean, this
and
movie
he
is,
starts crying. Like, I don't remember the last time I've ever seen Sly cry on cue.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's always played
Expendables 2 when he had to
is
watch
it
the premiere.
Yeah. I was thinking
three?
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, but yeah.
Oh, right on. I was thinking Turner. No, that wasn't him.
Yeah.
That was Tom Hanks.
You're thinking of Tequila Sunrise.
That's what I was thinking of, yeah. I actually, no. What's the one with Kurt Russell?
Tango and Cash. That's
people.
What I'm
I love
yeah.
that movie. That's
Tequila Sunrise is Mel
Gibson.
That's a
deep fried taco. In
that
its,
is.
Yeah, that's a double deep fried taco with buttermilk ranch.
Oh, man. That movie.
So yeah, like he gives a performance where it's just kind of like, man, like I love you as Rocky, I love you as Rambo, but like, come on, you're better. Yeah. If you can pull this out now, you can do this.
He's tried from time to time. He did Copland.
And Copland's fantastic.
But it didn't really click.
Which was weird because I love that movie.
I think he's kind of doing like the Tom Cruise thing. Like he's like, oh, wow, these action movies make money. He tries it and then, you know, do it.
Well, I think the Expendables to me was that should have been a one-shot deal.
Yes.
Should have been.
Should have been.
Like that first one. I love that first movie because it is everything I want from an action.
It knows what it is. It owns what
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. It brings back all those guys that I grew up watching.
It makes no attempt to be good or
no
or
you don't have
then,
to be good.
Realistic. Then the money comes in, and
like,
you say we got to have a two.
Then
bigger and badder.
We're gonna add Harrison Ford.
It's no Demolition Man.
No, it's not.
Oh, I love that movie too, though. That's a deep fried taco.
Judge Dredd.
Oh, double feature: Demolition Man, Judge Dredd.
Oh, Judge
Dredd's
awful. I can't do Judge Dredd.
Oh, I grew up with those early '90s. I mean, those movies.
Yeah, Rob Schneider really brings it.
He does. He brings
it. He's in both, right?
Yeah,
he's in both.
Yeah,
he's in
Demolition. He's actually better in Demolition Man.
That's because Demolition Man's a better movie.
It is a better movie. Yeah.
Because he's like at the desk. He's the futuristic.
Oh,
like,
that's right.
He's with Sandra Bullock.
He doesn't know about the shells.
Yeah.
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 You know, Donnie, he kind of says, I'm done. Like, I can't do this anymore. You're on your own. And he's like, you know, and they have a scene where I'm trying to think if he says, he's like, I'm not your family. Like, Rocky's saying this to Adonis. He's like, you don't know me. Like, we've only been hanging out for like 2 months. Like, you don't know anything about me.
He said it was
me.
All in our heads. Like, Rocky to him is just like, we're playing, kind of like we're playing pretend. Like,
yeah,
this is in our heads, the family thing
family
to get us
thing, right.
pumped up and training,
and
which was so far from
the truth
for both of them. They knew it. And And he beats himself up about it.
Well,
later.
And, which is a great, like, I feel like he does that as Rocky. And he, like, I feel like he may have done that in one or two, where he says something kind of ignorant to Adrian in the heat of the moment, and then she kind of leaves. And then the scene turns to him. He's like, ah, why did I say that? Like, that was a dumb thing to say. Like, maybe I'm wrong. I felt like that was a thing that he would do when he realized he's... Anyway.
That's good.
So he goes... So Donnie goes to check out his gal's
Bianca's
show.
Bianca's got a big opening at this concert venue where a lot of people got their
and
start.
People, so he's walking in, and people are already calling him Little Creed or
Baby
Creed.
Yeah.
And like, you can see it. Like, Michael B. Jordan plays it perfectly.
It's exactly what he didn't want
correct.
To
happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So but it's like, but you know what? They weren't making fun of him at all.
No.
And I really believe they weren't.
I believe that too.
I think the last guy was making fun of him.
So then he starts talking to...
So it's pretty obvious that... So him and his gal are talking, and then this guy, this producer walks out.
He's the headliner of the show.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
It's kind of obvious that there may have been... a little bit of a relationship between Bianca and this guy.
It was pretty much on, yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much flashing signs pointing arrows to them with Cupid.
Ex-boyfriend.
Yeah,
arrow pointing to her crotch.
Right. And he kind of says, you know, he's like, I got mad respect for you, blah, blah, blah. You know, good luck out there, Baby Creed. And even like initially, I didn't think he was in the wrong either. He's like, please, like, don't do that. And the guy's like, don't do what, Baby Creed?
No, and Adonis handled it pretty well. Like, I don't think he was ignorant about it, but he did say, like, don't call me that. And then the guy's like, what?
I was showing
like,
you respect.
Don't call me, yeah.
And then he kept calling him that. And then, of course, Donnie goes crazy and starts beating the piss out of all of his, like, all of his entourage, including him.
Yeah.
And he gets locked up, and there's a scene we talked about where Rocky comes to see him. And there's another scene where even Adonis turns it around on him. And he's like, you don't know me. Like, you let my dad die. Like, you killed my dad.
Man, he is angry in that scene.
And,
like,
that's what I'm
just
saying.
Like,
is like,
going to punch Rocky?
Michael
like?
B. Jordan, this guy has so, like, he's so good in so many different movies. Like, in so many different
Fantastic
genres.
Four.
All right, we didn't talk about that one. Oh. But I mean, like, Fruitvale Station or
Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights.
The Wire.
Oh, my God, he's awesome on The Wire.
And he was a kid.
He was a young kid on that show.
And he's probably, what, 13?
Sure, maybe.
I mean, he was really young on The Wire.
He was super
and
young.
The other interesting thing about with his history with Friday Night Lights, this is actually, I think, part of what makes him such a perfect choice for this role, is this is kind of his second soft reboot, because when he came in on Friday Night Lights, right, like, the original cast had aged out of high school,
right,
and so they had to bring in, he plays the new quarterback, and he's replacing Matt Saracen, and Matt Saracen is the heart of that show.
Right.
So for him to step into that role was really daunting. And he pulls it off, and you end up, by the end of that show, you care as much for Vince as you ever did for Matt Saracen.
Sure.
And that's, like, really hard to pull off, especially because they start with his character kind of being a dick. And so, you know, you're just like, where are we going? Yeah. Where Saracen, you always just, like,
you're with him
for that dude, you know? And so I just thought it was interesting.
It
that,
is
like,
very interesting.
This is the second
I never
time
thought about that.
He
didn't
kind of had to
mind.
Pick up the torch. For
pun intended.
Yeah, I don't want to say it. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to say for an aging property, because I don't know if you can call Friday, but a property in transition.
Yes, I think that's probably true. So then he goes, he gets out, he ends up going to see his girl, and his girl's like, you may have ruined everything. Like, you've
You made me look like an
you
idiot.
You made me look like an idiot.
I come to your work and I support you. You came to my work and you made an ass
out
of yourself.
Like, yeah, right. So he, you know, and there was a moment where I was like, oh, she's going to let him back in, because he's like, so how did it go? And she was like, oh, it was really good. Like, I did really well. I got a good response. And then he's like, they keep going back and forth. And then she pops her earpieces out so she can't hear him.
Well, she slams the door on him.
Oh, that's right.
Listen to me. And he's pounding on the door.
And
then
she
takes her earbuds out.
Takes her hearing aids out.
Another good scene with no dialogue from her, but just the body language.
But even he is just like, please don't do this. Like, I need you. I opened up to you. Like, I don't have anybody. Please don't do this. And she just, like, he's talking to a blank wall.
Yeah. Right.
And I was just like, oh, God, it's so good. And I feel like that is another scene with Adrian, where, like, Adrian kind of bails right before he fights Apollo. And then, like, she comes back, I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I've seen it.
But, I mean, like, there is a scene where, like, she kind of, he has to go on his own.
They have a falling out.
And then he looks in the stands, and she's in the stands.
Yeah.
And then he... whatever.
Has the eye of the tiger.
The tiger, and you know. So then he goes back to see. You're gonna say them?
No, I was just being like, let's.
All right. So he goes back to see Rock, and Rock is not doing too well. So they kind of sit down together, and he was like, "Look, I'm sorry. Like, I was in the wrong. I got heated. If we're gonna do this, you gotta tell me, you gotta fight. If I'm gonna fight, you gotta fight. And they're just like, okay. And they start Rocky on the chemo, and they do a great, like,
it's such a great, such a neat twist on the montage.
Correct.
He's training while Rocky's getting chemo, but he's doing it in the hospital.
Correct.
So he's running up and down hospital stairs. He's jumping
shadow boxing with like one of the nurses.
Yeah, and it's just like such a clever twist on the montage. And
correct.
You still get to see Rocky quote unquote fight.
And do his
thing. Training montage.
And I will say the makeup they use on Rock
is really good.
I have a very close personal friend right now that is battling cancer.
I'd watch my dad go through it,
and he looks exactly like this.
Yeah,
it is tough to watch from you know, but yeah. So like then they get to fight day and they go to London and they have the press conference and Rocky is still like he's not the big. Persona like
right.
he's not wearing a sock hat
wearing
and his face is kind of gone and he looks very tired and he's not moving very
hard
quickly.
To see him like that
yeah
like,
that's
really
what I'm saying
was,
like it's
he really looked and it wasn't overdone
it
wasn't you know like he didn't necessarily look like he was at death's door but
no
he definitely
but it looked like he was
sick.
Yeah. He was sick and he was worn out
yeah
so they get to London and they're gonna have the big fight. And then, you know, there's the press conference where the guy is doing what he did before.
Yeah, trying to bait him into
it. And he does a little bit.
Yeah.
But I watched enough MMA press conferences that know that you have to sell the fight.
Sure, that's
and
all.
And that's exactly what he was doing.
They all do.
Yeah,
that last Ronda Rousey one, man, she really overdid it.
I mean, you know, let's see what happened there.
Too much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially in retrospect.
I have my feelings about what happened in that fight, but whatever. Yeah. So they get to the fight day. Oh, did we talk about where he had to take a...
No, that was between those so, first, where he's
just
like
real quick. He's like he's got his gloves taped up and he's ready to go, and he's about ready to go out. And he was like, "Uh-oh,
cut him off, cut him off."
They're like, "What? We can't cut him off. Like they're already." He's like, "What are you gonna do? I gotta take a like. Are we gonna wipe my ass for me?"
He's like, "Oh, my stomach."
Yeah, he starts getting
stomach.
Super nervous.
Yeah.
So he's like, "Gotta cut his gloves off."
That was
like,
his first fight with the guy's son.
I forgot, which is just a very funny scene.
Yeah. And humanizing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we get back to fight day, and they're getting everything ready, and there's a box. So first there's a knock on the door and which was another great scene where they're both sitting there and they're both kind of talking.
Rocky keeps looking at the door
before
the knock.
Adonis is like, "Why are you looking at the door?" He's like, "What? What do you mean?" He's like, "Why are you looking at the door?" I was like, "I'm not looking at the door." And so finally, like after a minute, he looks at they're just awkward silence. And there's a knock on the door. He's like, "Who could that be?"
Yeah,
and he opens the door. And of course, Bianca is there.
Surprise.
Like she's there for him. And then they go downstairs and they're getting ready for the fight. And there's a box sitting on the changing table. And he's like, "How many more surprises could you possibly
Bianca
have for me?"
And Rock, like, that's
he's
not
like,
us.
That's not us. I have no idea. So there's a card that says, keep your head up or...
I love you, boo-boo.
What?
It just says whatever. He would have wanted you to have these, Ma.
Yeah.
And he opens it up, and it's the red, white, and blue Creed shorts.
Right.
And
which you
just,
knew were going to show.
Course,
as soon as
of
it's
course.
In the box, I'm like...
But on the back, they stitch
they say,
Johnson
yeah,
on
yeah, so
that.
On the
yeah.
front, it says Creed, but on the back, it says Johnson.
Which I thought was great.
Which is weird, because Johnson usually would go on the front. Yeah. It's,
well, it depends on what you're into. But I thought it was great, because it was like... I thought... The marketing guy in me, I was like, so when he's going towards his opponent,
he's Creed.
Intimidating them with, like, I'm a Creed.
Right.
But... When the camera and the rest of the world sees him, he's Johnson.
Yep. Yeah. That's brilliant.
Like,
that's
I don't know
smart.
If that's how much thought went into it, but
could have.
But that's
knowing,
how much
knowing
thought,
how much
put
thought
it.
They put into this movie.
That
is very possible.
That is fair.
So they go in, and it's not an easy fight. He's pretty much getting his ass handed to him for the majority of the fight. He's holding his own,
but you
he's
know
keeping it, he's keeping it close
against the champ. I think they predicted, you know, maybe
he's
a round
gonna go
or
out in
two.
Like two
it's
rounds.
Just, yeah.
Well, even like his trainers, like by like round three, they're like, put him down.
He says, "Yeah, stop this." They're trading punches. For,
yeah,
you know, and he's
so
like, "End it."
We're you know as we're getting closer and closer, Rocky is in the corner and he's actually doing our like he's doing what Mick does, and he's like, "Don't stop, don't." He's like. There's one point, I think, in like round 10 where Donnie's eye has started to swole up. And he's like, "I didn't stop."
That would be the end of round 11.
Was it?
Because he goes into the last round
with his completely
swollen.
Well,
he ends up with like two swollen eyes.
He's got a cut over one eye, and then he's got the other one that's
like swollen.
But
the one we're talking
about
really big is round 11 because he goes for one more
now,
with the.
This is what happens in Rocky 1. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
His eye is messed up in Rocky 1. That's
cut
the cut me, Mick.
They cut
me.
Yeah, they cut him. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't cut him in this one.
Right. I was waiting for it.
So was I.
Right.
Which is like, you know what?
Which
the
is
fact
cool.
that I was waiting for it and they didn't give it to me.
Right.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you. So they're going into one of the last rounds And finally, they're like, "You might win this." He's like, "You gotta, you can't stop." And it's he had
well,
he,
and Rocky wants to stop the fight because he didn't for Apollo.
He didn't stop
this
for Apollo.
Looming feeling that he got him killed by not stopping.
Well,
the
he
fight.
Did.
Right. Right, but I mean, he just he keeps putting that on himself. So he's like, "I'm gonna stop it." And
Donnie
and
finally says,
like,
"Don't
no,
stop
you
it."
Cannot. Yeah.
So he ends up pretty much winning the 11th round, and the tension—not the tension, but the excitement in the movie has built so much.
Yeah,
and like Rocky gives
you know
his...
what I love so much about the Rocky franchise is that I really didn't know if he was going to win or not.
You never knew.
Because, because the Rocky movies, yeah, there are key fights that he has won, absolutely. But there's been a lot of times when this franchise has pulled the rug out from under us.
Yeah, twice at least.
Yeah, and I don't think that this franchise could have started in any other decade than the 70s. Because,
no.
I mean, you know, he loses his in Rocky 1, he loses. And like, I don't think that any other era in cinema would have let a movie like this end on
A loss.
On a loss.
Yeah.
Even though like it's a moral victory.
He loses in Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, he loses in Rocky Balboa as well. And they filmed it both ways. Actually,
oh, did they really?
They filmed it four ways.
Did he die?
No, they filmed it where Rocky wins by a split decision, wins by knockout, loses by knockout, loses by a split decision.
Interesting.
Because they were filming in front of an actual HBO pay-per-view, and they didn't want anybody to know the ending of the movie. And so they filmed it four different ways.
Oh, wow.
And I believe they filmed the same thing on that. But a lot of times
I wouldn't be surprised.
They piggyback other crowds that are already assembled for boxing matches.
Yeah.
And so that's how they hide the ending of the movie
good.
Is they film it a bunch of different ways.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty smart.
But it's just it's interesting to me that like two of the biggest sports movies of the 70s end with your protagonists losing.
What's the other one?
Bad News Bears.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's what I was gonna say. Yes,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you think they're gonna win?
Yeah,
and then they don't.
Yeah, and this movie, it's like there's no certainties. In this movie,
right.
I never knew if he was actually going to win. Like you're not just like, oh, he's gonna win.
Right.
Like, so
totally.
Many do.
Well,
yeah.
And I also like knowing those movies and seeing this movie and seeing the beats.
Right.
Very similar to the first movie. I was like,
yeah,
could
they, go either
they,
way.
They could
he
go either way.
Not
the, yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, I will say, by like round 10, the crowd that I was in starts getting into it.
Yeah,
like when he starts going, starts throwing punches to the body and then to the head, to the body, and he starts beating him. The crowd I was with starts cheering. And
I believe
was,
that is called going ham.
Is that right?
Yeah, he went ham.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, like when they get to round 12, and Rocky gives his speech. And Michael B. Jordan does what he does, and as soon as the bell rings and the Rocky theme hits,
oh my god,
dude! Yeah. Like literally the theater erupted.
Yeah,
and it just like and you don't get it like you
literally,
literally.
Yeah,
there was an
eruption in the theater, but you only get it for like 5 seconds.
Right,
it's
yeah.
you get the initial
it,
like bump,
what
bump,
was
bump,
so
bump,
great,
bump, and then it stops.
What was so great about that is that. Well, first off, you get We're Gonna Fly Now in other parts.
You do.
But the only other time you get the bomb, blah, blah, you get like a little quiet piano
Correct.
Tinkling of it right after Rocky finds out he has cancer.
Yep. Yeah.
And I was just like, nice. And
well
but
done.
Then when it finally kicks in, and it was just like.
It was earned.
It was earned.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, because it was like, yeah, like this guy, he doesn't deserve the Rocky music and because he's not Rocky.
Right.
And but by the time. At this point in the movie, you're like, yes.
Get it.
This guy deserves this, this music.
Yep.
I am all in.
And I was.
Yeah.
I was with it, like goosebumps like,
yeah.
as soon as it hits.
Yeah.
And, of course, they go through the round, and he starts to win this round. He knocks him
he
down.
He knocks him down with
2 seconds. 2 seconds left.
Yeah.
And you can't get saved by
you
a 10
You can't be
count.
Saved by the bell
yeah. right.
in the 12th round.
Correct. So he gets up, and then the fight's over. You know, they do the whole little thing, and Adonis, it turns out he loses.
Yeah.
Adonis, spoilers, I guess
yeah.
you say that
that's what we do.
I know, I just want to make sure.
I mean, it's
know.
In the title of the
it
show.
Is, yeah.
This is the 140th time
if you don't
it.
Know that
yeah.
we're doing
record.
It by now.
Yeah.
He does lose, but he also loses in the exact same way that Rocky lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even everybody is cheering for him. Like, the guy,
and
Conlin,
you have to say,
kind of walks away.
When
and
he
says,
comes out, they're, like, booing him. I mean,
well, they're
people,
fighting.
Right.
The guy,
he's fighting his own in the other guy's home
yeah,
country.
The guy's
right. He's
British
a champion. So, I mean, you're
yeah.
coming into a crowd that is just, like, totally
yeah, like,
anti.
But Rocky
like
does the same thing.
Yeah.
Rocky
yeah.
IV.
Yeah.
Like, and, yeah. Rock, and Rocky won. Like,
yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah,
Apollo's
yeah.
crowd.
That was
and
Apollo's
by
crowd.
By the end, they're chanting Rocky.
Ding, ding.
Cool.
But, yeah, so the crowd ends up cheering for him. And that's kind of where they don't. Give you like an alternate ending. They just give you like them in the ring.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And
it's credits.
Over. It's all you need to know, man.
It was
all you need to know.
I was
What a great movie.
Such a good movie. That's exactly what I said when I got out of it.
And I took Crystal and I went to see it together, my wife.
Yeah.
And she loved it too. Like, you know, so it's not even like it's a guy's movie.
No, Katie loved it.
Not that I'm exactly a tough guy. But what a great, well-done movie. They were so smart to trust this creative team to take over this franchise. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Like it was a ballsy choice. It felt like an art house movie where it needed to feel like an art house movie, and it felt like a good old-fashioned boxing movie where it needed to feel like one. Like, it was a perfect marriage.
Yeah,
and
the fight scenes. You know, we haven't really mentioned the fight choreography and how good it is. Like, you expect in Rocky some good fight scenes.
I meant to mention that. Like, those fight scenes are all one take.
Yeah,
like there's no cuts.
No, oh, wow.
It's. I mean, we said it before. We did some. Bond, where it was like, maybe, not really. But this one is all like, it's all like the camera's in the ring and the way it moves with the fighters.
Yeah, there's a lot of good cinematography and a lot of good direction. But like just the choreography, just the hitting and then the sound mixing.
Balboa did something cool where like for the first couple rounds it looked like an HBO pay per view.
This one did that as well.
And then it kind of at some point it segued into the film.
Yep.
And actually became, you know, and then the camera was in the ring in a way that
it wouldn't be in a
fight. Watching a televised event, which was really neat. But yeah, it's such a good movie.
I think the ending was perfect.
Yeah,
like it earned the theme. And it didn't hit you again. I said it like, you know, it did a swerve on us.
Yeah,
where it was like, oh, it's gonna be a Rocky movie, but it's not a Rocky movie.
Right.
Like, we're going to go ahead and restart this franchise with somebody else.
I can't wait for Creed 4 where he fights ISIS.
Just all of them?
All of them. Yeah. Challenges ISIS to a boxing match. And it's like,
well, we know he's not going to fight Conlon because Conlon went to jail.
Yeah. So I don't know. They've been making these movies for 30 years.
That's true.
I think that maybe he will.
I mean, he's going to fight somebody. There's going to be a Creed 2.
The first Rocky came out in 1976.
That's so awesome.
So they've been making them for 40 years.
It's also, it's one of the franchises that, like, a lot of franchises falter for a long time.
Yeah.
And they just keep, you know, it's miss after miss after miss. This one faltered once.
You know, it's interesting in the beginning when you were talking about how, like, it doesn't feel like there's been that many of them.
Right.
And which is, this was one of the movies that really people first started making fun of for having so many sequels.
Right.
And that by today's standards,
it's nothing.
Seven in a franchise, you're like, pfft.
Yeah. Halloween has 9.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th has 12.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
it's just so
Bond.
Funny. Like, there's a joke, I think, in Airplane 2, because it's supposed to take place in the future, and they show, like, this old Asian guy, and it says, like, Rocky 43. Yeah. It's all Roman numerals.
Right.
You know, and it's like, now it's like, that's like, the joke doesn't even work. I mean, most of the jokes in Airplane 2 didn't work, so it's okay. but still, like, it just, you're just like, well, it's the 7 of them over 40 years.
It's
like, that's not that big of a
deal.
No,
but
like,
Fast and Furious has 7 in 10 or whatever, 15 years.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think this is the most brilliant way to reboot a franchise without beating us over the head with, like, hey, it's a reboot.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we're doing this. And,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, I think that there was the reverence for the property.
Yeah. They weren't just like, it wasn't a,
it was like Godzilla, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of love
when
the guys made Godzilla. There was a lot of love for the character.
And it wasn't just a cash grab. Like, well, we can take the Rocky moniker and make 5 more of these. It was like, we're going to do it right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you don't make another one, fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with that,
this
too.
This is a perfect entry.
I've been fine with no more. After Balboa, I was fine if they didn't make any more.
Yeah.
And
surprised they haven't killed him yet.
Yeah.
I thought we were getting to this one.
Well, they were going to kill him at 5, and the studio stepped in, and they were like, no. Like, Rocky's too iconic. You don't kill Rocky. I mean, at some point, if they keep Creed going, it's almost going
to
have to happen.
Yeah.
But
he's 70. He's 70 years old.
He's the same age and when he made Creed that Burgess Meredith was in the first Rocky.
Well, that's kind of brilliant. That's
awesome.
That kind of
make you feel old?
Yeah, a little bit. Wow. Yeah.
But anyway, so Creed was absolutely worth seeing. Dan, do you have a video recovery, or do you just want to get out of here?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I mean, well,
the main
I
event
think we touched
starring
on
Barbara Streisand.
I was going to say, we touched on Copland, which I think would probably be the best.
I think you're probably right.
Based
on
what we were talking about. But actually, it's a completely dopey and not, I can't even say if it's a great movie, but it is kind of fun to watch, is a 1992 movie called Digstown.
Digstown. I love Digstown.
Yeah. It's a brisk, hour 37-minute movie.
Just moves,
it's so
fun.
And it stars James Woods and Louis Gossett Jr., and then Bruce Dern is the heavy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's kind of like in heavy mode, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's just very smarmy.
Yeah.
And
they half the budget went to the scenery because he ate it.
Yeah. He's so unlikable in this movie. And it's basically, it just takes the best of boxing and conman.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm still really want to say too much.
No,
you
same
know,
here.
James Woods is a guy who's getting out of jail. He's a con man, and he's looking to pull the long con. So,
yeah. Okay.
And it's
all right.
It's a such a fun movie.
It is. It's just a lot of fun.
I may have
and
seen
it's directed
this.
By Michael Ritchie, who directed Bad News Bears.
Yeah, totally. So, okay.
I've never even heard or seen the cover. Like, usually I've seen you working in a video store. I definitely remember the cover.
It's one of those ones. I mean, I remember seeing it in the theaters, and people ate it up.
Yeah,
and it's weird.
I don't know why this movie was not more popular.
Yeah,
it is so much fun.
It is.
And it's like
a
magic trick. We did not meet before this. We have not talked about this in advance. Like, Digstown, I've probably seen this movie 4 or 5 times. It is so much fun.
And what is Midnight Sting? Did they retitle
it?
I think it was based on a book called Midnight Sting.
Yeah. Okay, because there's posters that say Midnight
also
Sting.
Also known as, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen a poster where they called it Midnight Sting.
That's weird. It's an actual poster, not like a blur.
Yeah,
but
I think they repackaged it in other
countries.
Yeah.
But Digstown.
So good.
Cannot recommend it highly
enough. I'm going to get it right now.
It's such a fun movie. I won't say it's a great movie, but it's
fun.
It's well done. Like, but I mean, is it a great work of art? No, but is it just a fun, down and dirty boxing? Like, oh my God. Yeah.
Got a young and a pretty young Heather Graham in it, too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
Well, how young?
Yeah.
Before I'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Not young enough for you to continue
in trouble.
Be Creepy Joe.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Perfect.
Maybe so. She's probably a little too old for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, moderately Creepy Joe.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, well, thank you, Dan.
Yeah, no problem.
So, I guess that's it for this episode. Let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
I'm Kevin Brackett. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. If you would like to continue the conversation online, we are there waiting for you at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. You can email us at RealSpoilers@ReviewSTL.com, or you can, did I say Twitter? I'm spun around. Follow us on Twitter. If I said it again, it's because it's that important. Follow us on Twitter at Real Spoilers. Also, don't forget we're available on iTunes, so go there, rate, and review us. That helps a lot. It helps convince people that we're worth checking out if they're not sure. They see all those reviews, and they say, that's a lot. I could at least give it a shot. So
give it a listen.
Gets our foot in the door. So we greatly appreciate when you guys do that. If you haven't done one yet, if you could take some time out of your day to do that, we would love you.
Easy.
Not forever.
You.
Long
even
time.
More.
How about that? So
sure.
Also, shameless plug for myself, the podcast The Lapse. I am on the most recent episode. It should be up by the time this podcast goes live. And I tell my infamous Insane Clown Posse story. And this podcast is like, gets all sorts of buzz. And people say it won an award through iTunes or something. It's way better than ours. So it should be delightful the way he fixed up whatever I did.
It's kind of
be gussied up. It's gussied up. It's true stories gussied up is what they call it.
Good way to put it.
You can find it at thelapse.org, or you can find it just on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast by just searching The Lapse, LAPSE. Have no idea what we're doing next week, but it'll be delightful, I'm sure. So thanks for tuning in. And until next time, H. Bartholomew is Carson Dial.
Budweiser, you created a monster, and they call him Frankenstein. And the tavern down the street is the laboratory where he makes the transformation all the time. And a shine of Dr. Bud is a pint of monster blood, and it does affect me different every time. Budweiser, you created a monster, and they call me Frankenstein. And they call me Frankenstein. Yeah, I'm Frankenstein.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'm drinking Steiner.